Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we're bringing you people who are changing the world via social media. And today is just me and my lovely co-host today, Vanessa Canterbury. What is going on, Vanessa?
Oh my goodness, it's so much going on, and I'm just excited to be able to give the audience something to really think about. So yeah, we're gonna make this happen. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing much. You know, it's the beginning of the second quarter, and since it's the beginning of the quarter, we figured that we would come on here and do a show just the two of us to talk about what's going on in the world. And Vanessa had a great topic. So Vanessa, take it away, my friend.
Oh, okay. So, you know, sometimes we just really don't think about these things, but this will be something really, really to think about. What's in your survival kit? Is all this stuff going on in the world? Have you ever thought about what's in your survival kit? Not just in your life, but in your business. Oftentimes, we really don't think about what's in our survival kit until it's time for us to go into survival mode. So let's talk about your survival kit. When you think about those people that's in your circle, that's your connection, that's your village, are you guys all checking on each other to make sure that you're all in survival realistically with what you need? As you've seen on the news, that so many people have went to the store and cleared them out. But then when it was time for people who really couldn't get out to go to the store, there was nothing left for them. So do you have those necessities in your household just in case? We just got to be realistic with it. Do you have those things in order just in case you have to leave? Like an emergency bag. I really never thought about that until this situation arise, right? So do you have something that's in your car and that you could be able to say, you know what, I have an emergency bag in my car? Better yet, do you have an emergency stash of money to the side just in case? Majority don't. Why? Because majority are living check to check. Majority really have not taken it that serious or taken into consideration the just in case situation that could possibly happen. We are at the highest unemployment, highest ever in history. So would you be able to survive if only you're just getting unemployment and nothing else? Because you know, unemployment is not the same amount of money that you were making on your job. It's probably like 30 to 40% less. Would you be able to survive? So those are some things that we really need to discuss. Like, let's get a checklist together. Let's really take this into consideration. Because yes, this will end. And we hope and pray that it ends soon. However, those just in case, we need to make sure the just in case is really taken care of, because we just never know. What you think about that, Dr. Finch?
That's a good idea. You know, I look forward to, you know, going through the checklist, seeing if I have it. You know, do I have an emergency bag in my car? No. You know, never really thought about it, you know. So that's a good thing for me to do. You know, a lot of times people right now are going through major transitions, and it's making them look at their businesses, making them look at their households. So yeah, let's go through this checklist. I think this will be a good activity.
Perfect. So like, what would be some of the things that you would put in your emergency bag? what's some of those things? Like, yes, we know a change of clothes. I would say a flashlight, because you just never know. An extra set of batteries, you just never know. I know it's a they have like a car kit. Those emergency things that you need in for your car, but they also add things that you probably need for maybe a cut or something, that if your car stopped or if you need an extra charger for your phone, you know, something like that, I would say. Mm-hmm. The toiletries, I would say put that in there. Have some money, emergency money put to the side. You just never know. It don't have to be a whole lot, but it's something that you could get to really quick just in case. Just like today, I tried to go to the store to get cash back, and they're no longer giving cash back. It's only on your card. So what if you try to go to the bank and you can't, you know, people been going to the bank like crazy to get just in case money. Mm-hmm. And what if they don't have any more money in the dispenser? Then what? So those moments, just to have a couple of you know, $100 in there for those just in case moments. Make sure that you have a full tank of gas. I can't express that enough. Have a full tank of gas, because you just never know. You just really never know. What else would you add to that list, Dr. Finch?
Yeah, you know, me, yeah, I definitely have to have the charger, because, you know, but luckily I have the type of car that keeps charging even when the car is off, so that's wonderful. But if you have one of those cars that everything cut off when the battery is off, then definitely have another battery. Let's see, what else would I put in there? Wow, you're making me think today, but that's all. I would have a backup phone, you know, maybe even one of those little boxes for the Wi-Fi. You know, you gotta have a little signal. Let's see, I would have the type of the charger thing that you can plug into your light socket so that you could plug in your computer or something like that if you needed that, you know, that. Let's see. As you can probably tell, all my stuff is technical, right?
Right. See, that's the luxury of working for home, you know? When you have the luxury of working from home, and don't ever think that, you know, we always work from home. No, making transitions and making things to a place where you can earn additional income provides the opportunity to work from home, which is a blessing. But now with the stuff that's going on, more and more people are online now.
Right, right.
And, you know, which I thought, just as I was telling my sister, and she is a school teacher, she said it's so convenient, because she was stressed out working in a school, and it was making her lose her passion for being a teacher. And so now that she works directly from home, everything's on home, checking the kids' school, work from home, it was giving her the opportunity to be able to love it again. But then also at the same time, it was giving her the opportunity to be able to have the parents connect with the students now, which is their own children, and on another level, because what the children are majority of the time with the school while the parents are at work. So now that the children are at home, parents are losing their mind. But they're not really, to me, this is just me, even though my kids are older, we get these kids for a short amount of time. And that's the time where we need to be able to connect with our children, not just have where we could be able to see them and spend more time with them on the weekend, but this is time to be able to connect with our children, find out what they're lacking, find out what their strengths lie, find out where you as a parent fall short at. Sometimes we don't realize how much homework they have and how intense it could be. Now we get to see that up close and personal. So it gives an eye opener of what being at home is, a chance for us to be able to reevaluate the things that that could have been in position sooner, but now it's forced to be in that position, to be home, sit down, and to start rethinking, reevaluating the things around you.
You know, that makes sense. Because even if you don't have kids, maybe you have a significant other, or, you have a parent in the house, they still need to connect with you as well, And I have a parent, and, this time has been nice to connect with them, and then my other parent is in another city, but I have been able to sit down and connect with him as well, because, hey, I'm not on the road all the time, and that's a good thing. I've noticed that we get into so much of our routine that we forget the people that's around us that are cheering us on. And now that we have this extra time, why don't we give some of that time back to them, and let them ask their questions and let them spend a little more time with us and build our bond a little stronger. Have you thought about that, Vanessa?
It's just been me and my kids. And now that they are young adults, especially with me and my son, it's the most interesting thing with me and my son. He says if he's not driving me crazy, he's not doing his job. What? So he's been doing things that could be able to keep me busy and us spending time together. It's really good that my kids really enjoy still being around their mom. Sometimes kids just be like, yeah, okay, I see you when I see you. But my kids really enjoy being around my mom. But this is the thing. I noticed things that was different because my son had lost one of his close friends, right? And so I paid attention, but this time I paid more and more attention because it was different, right? And so I had said to my son, I said, do you want to go on a date, a lunch date? And he was like, yes. And at that moment of the lunch date, it was so cool because even though his phone was ringing, he made it his business not to answer his phone while we were spending time together. Mm-hmm. And then he, even though I'm driving, he said, I would drive. So he was driving me around. And then we started doing all types of stuff that we needed to do that we haven't had the chance to do. So we was able to take care of some things and then have that one-on-one time without his sisters around. But it was, you could tell there was a difference. He felt lighter. So that was needed. And then my other daughter, who just had a baby, is going back into work and also building her business. So you could tell the difference in her goals. So she wants to talk about her goals and the things that she want to handle and where she want to be with her business and things. You could see the difference now because she's a parent, she has a husband and she has a son now. And so it's really different. And then also my oldest daughter, she's in transition, and now she does makeup absolutely amazing. And I told her, I said, this is the time for you to really get into your craft. If this is really the direction that you want to go in, you really need to take it serious. And I was really, really surprised that she turned around and booked this huge event for later on this year. And I was like, wow, that was really, really something I've been pushing her to do. And so now she's like, you know, I'm really going to go forward. So this happened for a reason. This happened for all of my kids to be able to sit down and really reevaluate where do they want to be, what are their goals, love on one another, check in, whatever the case may be. So this has been really, really good.
But, you know, you hit something right there. They took advantage of this time. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are not taking advantage of this time. They're doing a lot of complaining and woe is me. And instead, they're seeing the glass as half empty instead of half full. Mm-hmm. You know, I see this glass as half full. You know, yes, I already had a technology business. We have a podcast. We have online businesses. So were we really affected? No, really. But for those people that wanted these businesses that they had to deal with in-person clients, or better yet, if they were in the food service industry or in the libations, you know, they're getting hit pretty hard. And so it's kind of like, this is a good time for the people who have been doing a lot of in-person things to say, okay, how can I take my business to the next level? How can I bring that online component in? You know, what can I do online that's going to sustain me if I'm stuck in the house for longer than a month and a half? Now, keep in mind that we've really only been stuck in the house for a month. All of this has really just been a month, and not even really a month, full month. You know, I think we went out of here about on the 13th or something like that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, about right. So let's say this hasn't even been a full month and everything has completely gone, topsy-turvy. What happens when it's 2 months? What happens if it's 6 months? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You know, there's children that's not going to have a prom this year. There's children not going to have graduations. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a big thing in our world, you know?
Yeah, because my grandkids, their school is closed for the rest of the year.
Right. You know, there are things that's not going to happen. So what's the alternative? What's the contingency plan? You know, what is your professional survival kit? You know, we have that personal survival kit, but what is our professional survival kit? You know, what are we putting down on paper right now? All the things that stopped us. Okay, yeah, I have an online component, but I also have speaking engagements. Well, my speaking engagements stopped because I can't be in a room with more than 10 people in it. Okay, so, all right. So at this point, how long is that going to last? Oh, at least until June, because everything has canceled all the way out to June. All right, I'm here for it. Now, what am I supposed to do till June? Well, you know, a lot of those events did virtual components, so we were able to talk on Zoom. Zoom is getting its everlasting life right now. If that man didn't have no money before, he's living his best life right now. He is living his best life. And you know, but he was ready. You know, they were ready. They've been in action for years. I've been using Zoom for years. They've been in action for years, but they came right on point. You know, I also saw Microsoft Teams. I saw somebody using Microsoft Teams. We use StreamYard as well. You know, all these other different platforms, but they were ready.
Yep.
You know, now the internet services, however, but at least we had something to go into. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, making sure you have a good connection, making sure that you're not just having a phone that has your backup service. If your house service is not working, make sure your phone service is working. You know, Verizon made me a believer when I went on that cruise ship, and I was able to have internet while I was sitting in my bed watching watching movies. Verizon made me a believer, you know, and that, you know, and even more so now. Even more so now. So what are we looking for? Are we equipped? Are we ready to go into our contingency plan? Are we ready? You know, what things do, because I know that you also have a book business, Vanessa. What are you telling your clients about how they could get ready to sell their books in the interim?
Oh, it's gotten real busy, which is a good thing. Where more people are writing their books now. And now I have created a book on how to be able to start your book. And so that's been helping people to get started with their book. And then once that happens, now we could be able to talk about how to be able to market your book. Because oftentimes people do it backwards. They wait, oh, the book is done. Now let's market. No, you need to be marketing that book while you're writing the book. So it opens up doors for us to be able to have a conversation. And then also to be able to give them the opportunity to create ways of drawing people in to get ready for the book. Let's, like, perfect example, going online, go live. More people are going live now than ever. So being consistent with going live to be able to talk about their book, talk about themselves, give them a little snippet about your book. Another one is trailers. I'm doing a video trailer, a book trailer for their book. That is also amazing. Doing interviews. A lot of people are doing summits now, virtual summits. So if they're doing a virtual summit, why not you do a virtual summit? Better yet, join the virtual summit to be able to get yourself out there, especially if it's in alignment with what your book is about, what you talk about, you know? So just giving them more of a virtual visibility online, because a lot of times people are too afraid to go online to talk about their book. Well, this is the time to be able to do it. If not now, more than ever, this is the time to take this opportunity to get out there, have those conversations with people, ask their questions, do a Q&A. There's too many ways, but your excuses can be one of them to get your book out there.
Love that you shared that, Vanessa, because, you know, a lot of times people are like, oh, I have all these products in this house. What am I going to do about it? Sell mm-hmm. them and mail them. Mm-hmm. You know, we can go to the post office. I went to the post office in quarantine. Yes, I did. I sure did. Was selling mm-hmm. books, went right on to the post office and mailed them things. Got to mail a couple of them tomorrow. How about that? Yep. You know, but hey, you know, and of course, you know, with the labels being populated right there, you can pay for them, print them out, and then stick them in your own mailbox if you don't want to go to the post office.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, it just all depends on how you do it. Now, if you do first class, like I did, you have to go. I found out I do have to go to the post office. But if you do, you know, the 2-day, 4-day mail, whatever like that, then you could drop it in the mailbox, you know. But the point is, we have things that we could be doing. I mean, my friend has a travel business, right? And she's still going right along. I'm like, where are these people going?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here for it.
But you know what? This is the best time to do it. This is the best time to book anything that you're traveling for. Huh? The best time. This is the best price. Oh my goodness. The best time to be able to book anything for later on. That this is the time to be able to do it. We have to be able to live still after this thing is done and over with. So if you could be able to go out and to be able to get a real good deal and got a travel agency, huh, go for it.
See, this is what we're talking about. What's in your survival kit?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what is your contingency plan? Do you have a backup? Because, you know, this is a prime example. Let's break it down. Can I break it down, Vanessa?
Please
this year, down. 2020, I made a post. And, you know, some people were feeling sorry for me and all this, that, and other thing. That's not what the post was about. The post was, and thus, you know, things may not go your way. The graphic said things may not go the way you planned them, but don't ever miss the lesson in the situation. And I said, this is how I feel about 2020. Because 2020 was supposed to be the year of elevation and perfect vision and all these things. And I had planned my strategy out for elevation. And then what happened? A tornado in January went by fine. February, we had a tornado. March, we had a pandemic. Then we go through separation, isolation, cancellations, all these different things. And does that seem like a year of perfect vision? Does that seem like a year of elevation? No. I'm being real. But there's a lesson in all of this. You know, you gotta be fluid. You always, yes, plan, because if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. You know, that's what they say in business. All right, plan, have a plan, but also have a contingency plan. Make sure that that plan is not so rigid that you can switch it up at a heartbeat because life throws you a curveball and still come out on top. What do you think about that, Vanessa?
See, now there we go with that curveball. Because life is going to throw many, many curveballs your way, especially when you are working in your purpose. You're going to get so many curveballs thrown at you. You want to give up. You want to throw in a towel. You want to say, you know what, this not me. You want to self-sabotage it or whatever the case may be. This is a time for you to go harder than ever. It's like no horse bar. You just got to keep going. You got to keep swinging. You in it to win it. And then when you in it to win it, you cannot give up. You just can't. It just shouldn't be a part of your vocabulary. You just have to keep going so you could be able to make sure, just in case situations happen, your survival kit is on point. You don't have to worry about it. One thing that I really love is not about the accolades, it's not about the money or what have you. But if, God forbid, something happened and I could be able to say, you know what, I could give back to those that's less fortunate because I've been there. You don't want to ever stay in a complacent mindset thinking that, oh, it's okay, you're going to get better. I just work my job, I'll find another job. And then I'm not knocking anybody who, you know, works a job, but what are you going to do outside of that job? Because just in case that job permanently shut down, or just in case the next job and the next job and the next job, you still can't be able to find a job, what you going to do? Because you have a gift and you have to go after that gift. You have to, at some point, especially if you don't want to be join the most crowded place on earth. We all know the most crowded place on earth. I don't want my gifts to go there, because then my children's children never got to see my full potential because I never went after my gift. You don't be that person. I'm not going to be that person. Dr. Finch is not going to be that person. So when survival mode truly on your checklist, make sure that the complacent mindset is not on there. I'm going to say that again. Make sure complacent mindset is not on the checklist. Go after your goal. Start something. The shift's been there for virtual for a long time. So many people never gravitated to it. Don't be afraid to invest in you, because you are your best investment. We invest into everything else. We invest into the concerts, the Jordans, all this other materialistic stuff that's really not giving us a return on our investment. You need to take that money that you keep building up and invest. It don't have to be the latest and the greatest, but it has to be something. Something. A lighting system. you know, get a great camera and your phone or something. If you, especially when we can do everything on our phones nowadays, we can work from our computer. Invest into a coach, invest into a course, invest into something to get started. Something. But if you don't, you can't blame the person next to you who did. You can't blame the person that's ahead of you because they did. You have to look at yourself to say, what am I doing? Now, what am I going to do so I don't have to be right here again? What do you think about that, Dr. Fancher?
Mm-hmm. I agree wholeheartedly. And you know, but yet during this time, there are some people that just care about getting some toilet paper and being able to go back outside on a regular basis, you know, and that's okay. But we need to realize that he's given an opportunity to reevaluate what you got going on. You know, reset, restart, remix, whatever you need to do to get back on, to get not even back on track, but on a different track, on an elevated track. You know, if you're unhappy with what it's looking like right now, now's the time to reinvent it. Why? Because it's going to be a new normal. Because now people realize they can do stuff online. There's going to be a lot of more online things, you know. Now they realize they can do school online. Y'all kids might be in your house a little bit more. I'm just saying. So, Vanessa.
Yes.
You know, I think that we should, you know, as a final piece to this podcast, give them a little bit about what's on our improved checklist. So what have you learned from this that you're putting on your checklist?
There's a lot. One of the things, because I do have my conference coming up, and I said this earlier this year that I was going to do it, and now that I'm moving forward with doing it, is because I'm always talking about the healing. I'm always talking about relationships. I'm always talking about freeing yourself from those broken places. The way we change our mindset. I'm really real, real big on those things. So I'm going to go ahead and move forward and with my virtual conference that's going to take place. This way it could be able to open up the eyes to people to understand more about me for those people who didn't get a chance to know me. I've been around for a while, but then also at the same time to people are still interested in signing up to be able to go to the conference. So it's just in an alignment to be able to give them some hope again, you know, because it's so relatable. So many things that people don't talk about need to be talked about. And we're going to talk about this on this virtual conference. I'm also going to a lot more of my courses I am going to make open available, because a lot of people, they need these courses that's going to be able to help them in some type of way, shape, form, or fashion. I'm grateful that with me doing the work for some time now, that people trust me to come to me to be able to say, you know what, I know you can help me do X, Y, and Z, and I can be able to provide that service for them. And it's virtual, you know. So I've learned that you have the vision, go ahead and execute that vision. Go ahead and execute that vision, because you'll never know who needs it and it's already there.
Wow. That's a good one. That's a good one. You know, I thought about adding, you know, more classes and things like that, because I am definitely the demo girl. So I want to do a couple more how-to classes. And I noticed that a lot of my organizations that I am in are very technically challenged, and that might be something for me to get involved in, and, you know, maybe even do some classes for them. So that's something that I want to put on the docket. And then also, you know, funnels for more products. You know, I have different things that I'm doing that I have not really been exploring as much as I could. And so this is an eye opener for that. So very good. Very good. You know, and then of course, when the conference, my conference coming out, deciding if I'm going to do it live or virtual. Right now it is still live, and, you know, but if God forbid this stuff keeps going on, making an easy shift, to taking it from live to virtual. So this is going to be exciting.
Well, we have to be able to remember to go along with the flow. You know, we have to go along with the flow, like the shift, pay attention to those shifts that's taking place, and be able to, you know, make the necessary adjustments. Don't be afraid to adjust. It's okay to adjust. It doesn't hurt anybody. If anything, you got a upper hand in those people that were skeptical to adjust, you know? So yeah, make those necessary adjustments that you need to do in order for you to still be able to connect with those people that's looking for what you have to offer. You know, again, we're talking about the survival kit. We talked about the things in life, but we're talking about the things in business. So we did an overall coverall for your survival kit. Now you just have to be able to go and check your checklist to see what's missing and what you need to add to it so you can be covered overall.
And, you know, when you check your checklist, we would love to get your feedback on our social media handles, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Change Your Minds Online. And Twitter is Change Mind Online without the E. And let us know what you're doing. And then, of course, you know, when you're listening to this episode, you know, sign up for our YouTube channel. You can put your feedback in that one as well, because people you may know may not know about us, but they need to hear this message. So go ahead and share that thing out. And then, because we're here every Wednesday on every podcast station. We're here every Wednesday, so join the conversation, give us some feedback, and then, of course, reach out to us at DRAD Finch, and then, of course, Vanessa's Inspired by Vanessa. You know, we are here for you. So with that being said, Vanessa, any closing words for us tonight?
The best thing that I could tell you, we're giving you sound advice on what we both experience. And if we could be able to help one person to be able to not have to go through being unprepared, yeah, that's where we're coming from. So take what we're saying, take it to heart, and make sure, give us some feedback. We want to hear from you to let us know how this was able to help you to broaden your own horizons, because you know what, there is greater waiting for you. So we look forward to your feedback. Make sure you stay connected with us, and we look forward to keep coming back and giving you more insights on what's going on and how we are changing the world via social media.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.